Hello and welcome to the first edition of Organ First Radio in 2013. A Happy New Year. Well, here at Organ First Radio, it's hoped that you all had a very happy and enjoyable festive season and that you'll join me here every month throughout the year for the brightest and best merry-go-round of organ music on the internet. Tom Horton it is, seated at his Yamaha AR100, who gets the show underway this month. Tom Horton at the Yamaha AR100 with a tune from the Yamaha Foundation titled Merry-Go-Round. Talking of which, I'm constantly being asked if I've got any news about the organ that used to be in Turner's musical merry-go-round in my hometown of Northampton. The truth of the matter is, I don't have any idea, nor do I suspect does anyone else, on the fate or future of that lovely Wurlitzer. During the residency there, Nicholas Martin made a number of fine recordings on it, and from one of the earliest ones, here's Nicholas playing one of the many compositions by Bob Barrett, an EMI producer whose name is inextricably linked with many organ recordings, including this one. Here then is Bob's composition, The Wistful Waltz. Wistful Waltz, played there by Nicholas Martin on the Turner's Wurlitzer. Now, although Bob Barrett was associated with a good many of the later recordings made by Reginald Dixon, what follows now is not one of them. In the days before Bob and EMI became associated with the Tower Organ, Reader's Digest sent over sound engineers from the famous RCA Recording Company, and they recorded two sessions, which Reginald Dixon once told me personally that he considered them to be the finest audio recordings ever made of the Tower Wurlitzer. Compared with others of that era, they are noticeably better, because RCA had developed some new mics, and this was one instrument that displayed the capabilities of the audio spectrum. Thank you. medley of three tunes played by Reginald Dixon on The Wurlitzer in Blackpool. Happy Days Are Here Again, I Wonder What's Become of Sally, and Ain't She Sweet. Time to return to electronics, and with it a chance to catch up on another fine recording by John Kiffin, which has been in the MSS catalogue now for a couple of months or so. Every time this artist brings out a recording, I pray that some commercial record boss might just happen to be listening and realise that here are some of the best sounds and arrangements coming from an electronic organist for quite some time. Already, there are a few organ club secretaries asking if he goes out on the concert circuit, and the truth of the matter is he doesn't. Like the artist that he much admires, Klaus Wunderlich, John also prefers to do all his own arrangements and recordings in the comfort of his own home, and this leaves plenty of time for him to come up with some very exciting and marketable sounds, such as these two tracks from his ABBA tribute album that is titled Rebjorn. The two tunes are Intermezzo No. 1 and Voulez-vous. Intermezzo number 1 and Voulez-vous, played there by John Kiffin. Now, I've got to own up to this. All the times he's appeared on my programme in the past year or so, I've been calling him John Kiffin, when in fact his pronunciation is John Kiffin. So it's one and the same guy all the same. Whatever. Musical memories of the famous Swedish group ABBA. As John indicates in the accompanying CD sleeve notes, Benny Andersson and Björn Ulvaeus, the two songwriters, wrote many other compositions which didn't always get the kind of exposure that they deserved. And so this tribute CD by John Kiffin goes some way to redress that by the inclusion of some of the lesser-known ones, such as Intermezzo No. 1, which preceded there the more famous Voulez-vous. For the past couple of months now, I've been working on another of the organ celebrities videos, which are currently enjoying a lot of attention on YouTube. This latest one, which I hope will be uploaded sometime this month, is a tribute to the old organ grinder, Robin Richmond. I've been helped in no small way with this production by Wayne Iveney of the Cinema Organ Society, who supplied a great many photos and information about this pioneering Hammond organist and original presenter of The Organist Entertains. Earlier in the show, we heard the Wurlitzer that used to be in Turner's musical merry-go-round, but of course, originally, it was in the Paramount Odeon Newcastle until 1964, when the theatre was modernised. Eventually, the instrument went to the Kitchen Brothers Garage at Diss in Norfolk, where it became a much sought-after organ for recording purposes. Robin Richmond stated that the recording he made on it in 1976 was the best he ever did. Thank you. the late Robin Richmond and I'll String Along With You, a track taken from a 1976 LP titled The Hollywood Years and subsequently reissued on CD as The Original Organist Entertains. Last month I went to the Lanson Organ Club meeting, expecting to see and hear Paul Carman, who I'd not seen for more than a couple of years. But upon arrival, I was met by none other than Michael McEnany, who at extremely short notice had travelled from the Midlands down to Cornwall, a round trip of approximately 520 miles, to stand in for the indisposed Paul Carman. I was hoping to purchase one of the latest recordings by Paul to perhaps share a track with you, but I guess we'll have to make do with his earlier CD titled Back on Track. And from it, here's the sound of the Orla GT9000 and that lovely old standard, The Nearness of You. Orla GT9000 in the hands of Paul Carman and The Nearness of You. Well, it's always nice to meet up with Michael McEnany, a fellow Midlander like myself, and we got to talking about artists we enjoy but who no longer do the concert circuit. One name that always crops up is that of John Beazley, and when he threw in the towel on the organ circuit, I felt that we'd lost one of the most innovative and talented players. I often drag out his long-ago deleted cassette recordings just to enjoy once again his artistry, such as this version of Sweet Georgia Brown. Thank you. Sweet Georgia Brown, performed on the Yamaha HX1 by Southport-born John Beasley. John, of course, went on to marry another very talented organist, Katrina Blackman. When I first left school and embarked on a career of being a film projectionist, I used to look at the trade magazines and read about all the projection equipment that was installed in the likes of the huge Cunard and P&O ships. I thought to myself, that'd be a job I'd like, and I'd get to see the world for free. So I wrote off offering my services. Back came the reply that the projection of films was all carried out by the ship's engineers. So even back then, multitasking was nothing new. But one organist who, for the past 6 years, has been sailing with Cunards, entertaining the passengers aboard the likes of the Queen Mary II, is Russell Holmes. So again, in order to enjoy his artistry, it's a case of digging out one of his recordings. This one from the year 2000, when the Compton organ from the Tower Cinema West Bromwich was then in St Martin's School in Solihull. Here's Russell with two tunes, Personality and Two Different Worlds.
Thank you.
Personality and Two Different Worlds, performed there by Russell Holmes on the Compton organ. Going back to my days as a film projectionist, one of the very first films I screened was one called The Toast of New Orleans. Well, see if you can remember who sang this famous song, played now on the Hammond organ by Ethel Smith. Smith at the Hammond organ, and of course the tune was Be My Love, made famous by Mario Lanza in that 1950 film The Toast of New Orleans. It went on to become a million seller and a number one charting hit. Makes a nice change to hear Ethel Smith playing something in a less frenetic pace than is usually associated with her. From America's Ethel Smith to England's Jimmy Smith, a fairly prolific recording and concert artist of days gone by, and someone who was quite happy to showcase new instruments as they became available. How many of you remember the Wellson organ, and in particular the Riviera Royale? Here then is Jimmy Smith to remind you of The Day That My Heart Caught Fire. Thank you. Jimmy Smith at the Wellson Riviera Royale and The Day That My Heart Caught Fire. To end the first show of 2013, I've chosen something that if you happen to be a classic FM listener, then you'll have heard this item played by countless orchestras from around the world. In our case, it's going to be the 80-rank unit orchestra in the home of Jasper and Marion San Filippo in Barrington Hills, Illinois. The family made their fortune in the peanut industry, so it just goes to show that peanuts can buy you money. Here's organist John Giasci with the exciting Allegro Vivace in A major from Felix Mendelssohn's Italian Symphony.
Thank you.
A stirring finale to the show, the Allegro Vivace in A Major, played there by John Giasci at the 5-manual 80-rank organ in the home of Jasper and Marion Sanfilippo in Barrington Hills in Illinois. Well, in case you thought I might have forgotten to announce the winner of the December competition for that copy of the new Lenny D CD, well, as this show is always recorded more or less a month in advance, it means that the competition was still open right up to December the 31st, and therefore I'll be announcing the winner next month, when I hope we can enjoy one another's musical company once again. Until then, this is Alan Ashton saying, as ever, bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.